The 100 Years' War, the first interim period, 1340 to 1345. The French Summer Offensive of 1342. Well, with the deal that Philip VI made with the people of Flanders, particularly Brabant and Hainault, which pretty much neutralized any opportunity for Edward to invade from that direction, the French army could now expand in several areas. Obviously, in the southwest, the Gascony area, or Guienne, and of course, without the Flanders rapprochement, those troops would have had to have been withdrawn by midsummer 1342. Plus, more French troops could now be concentrated on Brittany. So we're actually going to see Brittany receive reinforcements. Gascony is going to be under attack, and the French navy is going to return to the sea. Now, in the marches of Gascony, a large French army, locally recruited, now reoccupied enclaves of French, or I should say, of English strength north of the Gironde River in the Saintonge area and the Agenais area. In the Garonne River Valley, the Bishop of Beauvais and his brother Robert de Marginis set about retaking towns that had previously thrown out their French garrisons, and they mopped up almost all of the isolated outposts of the Anglo-Gascons, and particularly in the area of the western Agenais, and as well as Bazadais, and one after the other. Most simply surrendered after a short period of siege. The town of Damazan held out for 3 weeks. On August the 21st, 1348, the French gave out their arrière de bon, which of course means that there's going to be a war and call for volunteers, and that was proclaimed in Languedoc. Now, that boosted the Bishop of Beauvais' army up to around 10,000. Fortunately for the English and their Gascon allies, the bishop was very cautious in using them. His army basically just sat and camped outside the city of Saint-Bazile for the rest of the campaigning season. Saint-Bazile resisted furiously, but was ultimately captured in early October 1342, making the fourth time in 2 years that this important garrison town had changed hands. At the end of October, the Bishop of Beauvais began to wind down his operations and prepared to turn north for the winter. Now, the French army that had been ordered by King Philip VI to meet at the town of Arras on June the 24th, 1342, in anticipation of a Flemish, Brabant, etc. and so on attack with Edward III, actually did show up and assemble there on time. The records, however, don't give us much detail as to numbers, but it does suggest that at least 10,000 men gathered in this position. Now, a covering force was left in the north just to keep an eye on Flanders. This force was ultimately commanded by the Count of Eu and the Duke of Bourbon. The greater part of the French army was then redirected to Brittany to reinforce Charles of Blois. There was also a surge of French activity at sea. They really hadn't done much up to this point. In the last days of June, as the French Northern Army was being transferred to Brittany, the Genoese were withdrawn and then relaunched their ships. Remember, the Genoese decided they'd fight on land too. Now they don't have to do that. They can go back to something they're more familiar with, the sea. Now, the commanders, the two Genoese captains at this time, had 14 seaworthy galleys between them. The ships moved around the tip of the Ushant Peninsula during July to support the French army. In addition to the Genoese ships, the French had another 21 less efficient galleys and, of course, oared barges. The French ships were relaunched in the Seine River at Leur, and then ordered initially to cruise off the south coast of England. Their job was really to blockade the ports for the embarkation of the English expeditionary force. Now, Charles of Blois' new reinforcements arrived in Brittany in the first half of July 1342 and found no serious opposition. Charles hadn't been fighting much opposition as it was, but now with this bigger army, it's really going to be difficult on the Countess and her followers. Now, of Edward III's promised armies, the Countess de Montfort had so far seen only 230 men or so that were there now, still in Brittany. They were left there by Robert Monet. And remember, his job was simply to use those men to hold and protect any of the port areas where the English army would then come in. In the course of July of 1342, the Montfortists were relentlessly driven back further and further into the western peninsula of Brittany. At Arras, the garrison, which had been forced to eat its horses, ultimately abandoned the place, slipping through the French army to take refuge in the inland forests. At Venez, they simply surrendered on terms. At Guemay, Surcouf, the commander was forced to surrender by the townspeople. By mid-August, the Countess was now besieged at Brest by a large French army on land and blockaded by the Genoese war galleys at sea. So it looks like things are really getting tough. And where's Edward? It's time for Edward III to come to the aid of the Countess. But as usual, he was delayed. However, the Countess will ultimately receive aid. It's just going to be a lot later than anticipated. And fortunately, she was able to hold out long enough to get it. Now, it will ultimately arrive on August the 18th, 1342. Now, it was supposed to be 5,000 men, but only 1,350 are going to actually make it. Half of them archers and half of them men-at-arms. But it's a good sign. Of course, remember, the reason why the English are so tardy is because they don't own their own ships. They have to commandeer them. And it takes a while to round those ships up. So there's going to be a little, that's going to be the main reason why they're delayed. So we'll be looking at Edward's arrival with reinforcements. Now, the sources for this, of course, is the three that I've been using: Perrois, the 100 Years' War; Nylund's, the 100 Years' War; and the 100 Years' War, Volume 1, Trial by Battle, by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.